This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and this is the May 30, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine, which includes an article on the cervical spine. Paraspinal muscle morphometry in cervical spondylotic myelopathy and its implications in clinico-radiological outcomes following central corpectomy. A clinical article by Sumit Thacker and colleagues. It is assumed that paraspinal muscles in cervical spondylotic myelopathy are atrophic or dysfunctional, and that changes in their morphometry may bear a relationship with postoperative sagittal alignment. There has, however, been no clinico-radiological study so far that has evaluated these assumptions. In this first-of-its-kind study, Thacker and colleagues have established that patients with cervical spondylotic myelopathy demonstrate significant atrophy in all the flexor and extensor paraspinal muscles. These patients also suffer a reduction in the protective effect of a strong, deep flexor, deep extensor cross-sectional area ratio. Worsening of this ratio significantly correlates with greater segmental kyphotic change after central corpectomy in some patients. There was no correlation of any of the muscle ratios with change in neuric grade. The influence of a muscle ratio gained significance only in patients with hypolordosis, a subgroup that is known to have facetal ligament laxity. This result indicates that ligamentous support supersedes the influence of paraspinal muscles on postoperative sagittal alignment in cervical spondylotic myelopathy. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.